Probably about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. One of their guys was down there and saw the fire coming, so he moved all the machinery into the middle of our target range because the grass was all short. And then he tried to get out, but the fire had already cut the road, so he went back in there as well and just hosed down around the club rooms. The club rooms are fine, but it's got into the bush down the back and totally burned out our field course.
About
10 years' work gone.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got the field course there is sort of set where you've got the targets, the in amongst sort of bush and around trees, etc. Gone.
Yeah, it's all gone. Yeah, it's pretty much, they're down there today. A couple of members are down there today just sort of putting out the last smouldering parts. I can't get through, so I can't do much about it. So it's just a matter of waiting here and see what happens.
Your indoor range, though, is that okay?
Yeah, from what we've seen, there's been no damage to that, thank God. So that would have really knocked us down a bit, but yeah.
What were you hearing from around there yesterday? The person who was down there yesterday, he must have been quite scared being caught up in it all.
Yeah, he wasn't. We were a bit worried about him. He was there. He does that all the time, that sort of thing. But he got out all right at the end and probably saved the club rooms and that. Plus, the fires are going through there. There's a few clubs damaged. We've heard the gun clubs is totally gone, the Wall Gun Club. The Pony Club had ground burned, so did the Biking Club and the Car Club, but they've kept their club rooms. So.
All right. So it's just mostly that grass. But you think the Gun Club, is that the Rifle Club? Or
no, Shotgun.
Sorry?
The Shotgun down the bottom, Dandelion Shotgun Club.
Ah, okay then. Okay. So that you think that's gone?
Yeah, I reckon that's gone.
All right. And it's sort of... Sort of came around you and then I guess went around to all those houses there in Morwell West there. Yeah.
So it's been pretty bad there too. We don't know. We've heard there's a few houses gone there. Someone said the Sunday market's gone, so we don't know about that either.
There's been a fair few rumours going around. I think yesterday we were hearing about the Chook Farm on Old Melbourne Road, but we gave them a ring this morning and they're okay.
So that turned out all right.
I think people were just speculating or hearing and suddenly rumour becomes fact, but it was worth checking. But it seems as if quite a few of the businesses along that Old Melbourne Road are okay, and that's good news. All right, so you haven't been able to get down the club.
Mervyn and a couple of guys are there this morning and they're just putting out some fires and assessing the damage.
All right then, good-o. Well, wish you all the best. Competition off, I'd imagine, then, if you had...
Yeah, we had one in 2 weeks.
You had one in 2 weeks. Was that a field one or...?
Yes.
So you can't do that, anything about that at the moment?
No, not at the moment. That was a QRE. It was actually a qualifying ranking event to try and get some of our people to get to go to Croatia later in the year to qualify.
Oh, goodness.
Yep.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
How much do you reckon it's worth to, in terms of what you've lost there? What was?
Well, at the moment we don't know about our 3D targets because they're in a further shed. We've lost two sheds. We've lost most of our targets, so it'd probably be about $30,000 worth there. If it's gone into our 3D targets, there's probably another $50,000.
Oh my goodness!
And it's been, like I said, probably 10 years hard work, fundraising, and building, and. And that's just, yeah, so we're going to start again, but we'll do that and we'll build it up.
Mm. Good luck with it. Well, thanks for telling us, though. It certainly gives you an idea of what has happened down there.
No worries, mate. Thanks.
All the best. Peter Bennett from the Twin City Arches in Gippsland.